Hello and welcome to episode 8 of XR Connections, a podcast about extended reality, augmented reality, virtual reality, and mixed reality. In this episode, we have an interview with Anthony Vitillo. Anthony writes the Ghost Howls blog. He is a developer with New Technology Walkers, a consultant with Wise Realities, and a prolific sharer of information and insight about XR. So the interview with Anthony Vitillo will be coming up. A few items of interest. Roy Kuchar of the XR for Media website reached out to me. Roy is providing news and insight commentary on XR as it relates to all areas of media, including film and TV, journalism, sports, and themed entertainment. Roy is particularly knowledgeable on location-based experiences, VR experiences. We discuss those in episode 6 of this podcast. He has very thorough reviews of his experiences at places like The Void and Dreamscape. He has a news feed coming out weekly on news in XR as it relates to media. So, again, xrformedia.com. In episode 7 of this podcast, I interviewed DJ Smith, who is the head of the New York Virtual Reality Meetup and the chief creative officer at the Glimpse Group. And I attended the NYVR Meetup, which was held at the R Lab in Brooklyn this past Thursday. The topic was artificial intelligence. The meetup was co-hosted by the New York Artificial Intelligence Meetup Group, and I would highly recommend that you check them out as well. Hugh Seaton of the company Adept Reality gave a fascinating overview of artificial intelligence and the challenges in programming artificial intelligence. Adept Reality are doing virtual reality training, and they're taking on the particular challenge of voice recognition and voice AI. It's, of course, one thing to have a machine recognize a word or a phrase, but how does that machine recognize intent? If I say, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine, you know what I mean. Will the Siris and Alexas of the future not only know that I want to hear Artie Shaw, but why? These are the kinds of challenges that Hugh Seaton of Adept Reality brought up in his fascinating overview of artificial intelligence. I must bring up one presentation from that meetup, which to me was astonishing. There's a company called GeoPipe, led by Dr. Christopher Kimball, who presented their amazing technology, which is making digital twins of cities in 3D with artificial intelligence that can recognize surfaces like bricks and structural items like windows, and then put them into a 3D model. There are 3D models of cities available on their website. You can go to the website and download these models and begin using them. It was incredible. GeoPipe. If you heard my interview with DJ Smith about how he sets up these meetups, you know that he is all about bringing communities together. And in this case, it was artificial intelligence enthusiasts with virtual reality, augmented reality, XR enthusiasts. And it was a smashing success. It was packed. And you also know that he believes it's really all about the meetup, meeting folks. I got to meet some great people. I met Amina Hyatt, who is a student at New York University at the ITP program. That's Interactive Telecommunications Program. And Amina is a pioneer in virtual reality storytelling. She is making a documentary about honor in Pakistan. And she is making this documentary in virtual reality. I recommend you look up Amina on LinkedIn, where she has a detailed description of what she's doing. And there is a brief YouTube video available, and I will put that in the show notes. Brian August, another immersive storytelling pioneer from 110 Stories, was also there. I also got to reconnect with Tony Parisi, the legend of virtual reality, now at Unity. Tony and I go way back. It's too long a story to tell here, but I knew Tony when virtual reality was still a gleam in his eye. Tony was called up to open the meeting, and he gave a great impromptu, very enthusiastic address to the community, shared his love for what's going on in New York and his excitement and enthusiasm for what's happening now in XR. And it must be extremely gratifying for Tony to see this vision of his that he had in the very early 90s now coming to life. The meetup, again, was hosted by the R Lab, a very welcoming place. You should follow some of the folks at the R Lab: Justin Hendricks, Adora Yadoji, Laura Barker, and Elena Parker. And also, you should know, especially for startups, particularly for startups, applications are now being accepted for the Spring R Lab Accelerator Program. Go to the R Lab's website. There will be a link in the show notes. And one more thing before we get to the interview with Anthony Vitillo. I saw a headline today. It was a clickbait headline. I don't know what the source is because I didn't follow it. But the headline was, "The problem with VR, it's just as humdrum as real life." So this is what's going to happen. You're going to get these naysayer, skeptic, contrarian things. It always happens. Just don't entertain them. I much rather hear crazy, futuristic ideas than "this'll never happen" nonsense. The "this'll never happen," "people don't want to do this," nobody knows. Better to have a creative idea and try to make it happen than to get discouraged by skeptical articles and opinions like these. I was at Oxygen in the Convergence Lab working with the brilliant Charlene Smith. And this is around 99, 2000. And we would get TV is for leaning back and the PC is for leaning in. Know-it-alls that don't know what they're talking about. So if you think real life is humdrum, maybe you think virtual reality is humdrum. Go out and meet folks, make stuff. Coming up is the interview with Anthony Vitillo. I love Anthony. I found him. You will find him if you're looking into this stuff. You will find Anthony chiming in on LinkedIn and on Twitter. He's extremely knowledgeable. He tells a great story of how he got started in virtual reality. He's a maker himself. He's got a new game called HitMotion. I will say, after the interview, I will follow up with all of the people that he mentions and all of their names, and all of that information will also be on the show notes. Thank you for listening. Coming up, Anthony Vitillo.
Okay, we are here with Anthony Vitillo, the scarred ghost. As I've mentioned on the podcast a few times, Anthony is sharing all kinds of fantastic information about XR, VR, and AR. He is a consultant. He's been a developer. He's an entrepreneur. He's a writer. He's got a great sense of humor. He's got a really great writing style. And I had to have him on the podcast because I have found so much valuable information from Tony's posts, both on LinkedIn and Twitter. He's always sharing cool stuff. He contributes to discussions, and he's a great source of information and inspiration in the XR world. We are speaking through the Anchor Apps recording feature, and Tony is in Turin, Italy, his home at this time. Welcome, Tony.
Hello. Hello, everyone. And thanks for this opportunity and for all the kind words that you said to me before.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure, Tony. I know that people will be interested in how you got started and how that has led to where you are now.
Okay. So it will be a very long story, but I will make it short to not make every one of you fall asleep. So I started in VR, actually in AR, in 2014 with a startup whose name was Emotioner, that I made with the previous university classmate of mine because we saw the Google Glasses. And we saw all the commercials of the Google Glasses on YouTube, and we are fascinated by the potentialities of this device. So we made everything to get it, even if they were not sold in Italy. So we got it from the States. We made a long journey. We spent a lot of money just to try it and discover that they were terrible. So I was like a bit depressed about that. But my buddy was a very smart guy. He is still a very smart guy. He had a plan B, the Oculus Rift DK2, so VR instead of AR. I hadn't tried VR before, but as soon as he made me try this VR headset that he had just bought, I was amazed. So I could see myself inside a villa in Tuscany, even if I was in my office in Italy. And even if the graphics were terrible, there was super motion sickness, I was going to have a terrible nausea and whatever, it was something that really changed my life because I said, yeah, this is very strong potential. I can be everywhere. I can be with anyone I want. I can do whatever. So I understood the potentialities of the technology, and so I fell in love with it. So going fast forward for this great moment in which I understood that I wanted to work in VR, we tried with the startup, but it was about full body virtual reality, so you could have your full body in VR. So at the time where there was not even the Vive, so you didn't have your hand, but you could have with our system that used the Microsoft Kinect full body with the hands. We could kick stuff, punch stuff, and whatever. But the problem is that we are very bad at business. We are two techies, we're two developers, but we are not good at business at the time. We are completely inexperienced, and so the startup went bad. So it may seem that it was just a sad story, but actually it has been very useful because in this three-year journey of a failure startup, actually I learned a lot about the technology. I started to learn about how to use the social media, how to blog stuff, because I started my blog 2 years after I started this adventure in VR. I met interesting people. So all of this expertise is what I'm using now. That, as you said, I have another adventure in a consultancy agency that I co-founded called New Technology Workers. So my blog has become a bit successful, and people now read it or read what I say on social media. So all of this has taken me to what I am now. So a blogger, a developer, and an entrepreneur. And now with my agency, we do mostly consultancy, because, you know, AR and VR are great for the industry, for training, for maintenance, for psychology. So there's lots of enterprise people interested in technology, and they don't know how to implement it. So there is need in the industry for people that can do AR and VR. And at the same time, we try also to spare some time to do things that we love, like now we are making a VR game and a mixed reality game, actually, for the Focus Plus that is going to be released soon. And we also all try to evangelize the technology. So tell people to use VR, to use AR, explain them how to use it. So among my friends, I'm the strange guy that always talks about glasses. And in 10 years from now, everyone will have a glasses like the eyeglass or Futurama and things like that. But in the end, it's a great journey, and I hope to do this job for lots of years in the future.
Thank you, Tony. It's a great story. I love that you're still developing, that you're using this expertise to help other companies learn about what they can do in AR and VR. And of course, I love the blog. So the blog goes by your pseudonym, The Scarred Ghost. That's correct?
Yeah, the blog is actually called The Ghost Holes. But the website is www.scarghost.com because, yeah, this is the nickname that I chose some years ago when I started using Twitter and I wanted to become an indie game developer. And I'm not unveiling now why I chose this name, but it was like a strange decision about I wanted a nickname as a game developer. Because I thought it was something cool, you know, like Top Gun, Maverick, and this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And in the end, it was being a double-sided decision in the sense that people maybe remember me because I have this nickname. But at the same time, it's a strange nickname. So people don't know if they are in age, how is the exact spelling of the name. So sometimes they write the wrong name and don't find me. So that's funny.
Yes, it is. It's a great name. You remember it, And to clear things up, yes, it is the Scarred Ghost, S-K-A-R-R-E-D, Scarred with a K. So the Ghost Towels is the name of the blog, scarredghost.com. Tony, how do you manage to have so much output on the blog and on LinkedIn and on Twitter? If you go to the Scarred Ghost page right now, when you're listening, I guarantee you, you're going to find five or six articles of interest. There's going to be technology news. There's going to be headset reviews. You got a headset review and a controller review. When I'm looking at the webpage this morning, you've got a review of a conference. It's amazing. So how are you getting all this information? And well, obviously you're passionate about it because the output is so frequent.
Well, thanks again for the compliments and because you like my blog. Well, actually, finding the time is not always easy because my blog is not my first job. You know, I'm trying to have this consultancy agency, so I try to save some time to blog, but for instance, now that we are close to shipping the game, I'm mostly developing. Mm-hmm. I have less time for writing articles, but as you can see, I try always to save some time, at least for 1, 2, 3 articles a week. So this is what I do. Even maybe I don't go out an evening with my friends, but at least one article must be published because I like to write it because I like the technology. I like to inform people. And about how to find information, it's actually, there are lots of places where to find information. It's when you start, maybe you don't know exactly what you could write about, but as soon as you enter the environment every day, now there are games and interesting experiences that you can review. There are events that people want to know if they are cool, because we know that, for instance, the CES is something amazing, but very few people know if the VEC or the WVCRA or, you know, the VR days or whatever are really that interesting, are worth attending. And so it's interesting to tell the experience there. Or there are new hardware, every kind of hardware available, from controllers, headsets. So there are people to interview. You are doing a podcast, so you know that there are lots of people you can talk with. And so as soon as you try to find something to write about, there is always a lot to write. Actually, there are some articles that there is a lot that I want to write about. I can't find the time. There is a lot to do and also to talk about in this industry.
Well, I will tell you, the listeners and Tony, that Tony's technology reviews, their analysis, they are very, very detailed. And I highly recommend, if you're interested in any of the VR hardware, to go to the Ghost Howls website and see some of those reviews. As far as the conferences go, you were just in the World Conference on VR Industry. You've posted a analysis of that on your website, but could you give the listeners briefly what you found from going to, what is it, WCVRI?
Well, I was very curious going there because last year I knew that lots of people went to this event in Nanchang, China. And so this year I really wanted to go there. And I tried to ask lots of people to be invited or to have a booth, whatever. And in the end, I managed to go there and exhibit our game for the first time in a public exhibition. This World Conference of VR Industry is what the Chinese government wants this to be a great event for VR, so maybe the greatest VR event in China. What I found is that Many things. There are many things that I can talk about. Briefly speaking, I found that it is a good event. It is a big event. It's not as big as other events like, I don't know, the CES, the E3, or these super big events that are in the United States. But anyway, there were like 5 or 6 pavilions full of VR booths. There were big companies like HP, like Lenovo, like Microsoft. There were also little startups on China. So there were lots of technology that people could try. At a certain point, I left my booth to my colleagues and I went around to try some hardware so I could review it from my blog. And it was interesting to try these devices. It could be also interesting to talk with the speakers, because the event has a section, a venue where there are the exhibition, another venue where there are the speeches, the talks. And these people are invited from all over the world. So if you manage to get in touch with some of them and maybe go out with them or meet them somewhere, you can really exchange opinions with a lot of amazing people that are in this industry for years. And especially there are some people that live in China. So you can understand better speaking with them how it is being in China, how it is the Chinese VR market. Because what I understood from my journeys to China is that it's very difficult to understand this country for us Westerners. And if you're outside it, most probably you won't understand it. You have to go there and live there and speak with people live there to understand something of how the Chinese market works and is, what is their status, etc. So this exhibition has been interesting for us also to understand better, talking with people and also seeing people try our game, understand better how is the VR market in China. So it's been interesting mostly for that, to try hardware and to understand better the Chinese market. And it's also good if you're there to try some Chinese food and have fun with people and try to speak some Chinese, some Mandarin, and see if people understand you.
Are you learning Chinese, Tony?
Yes.
Nice. How did it go over there with the speaking Chinese?
Well, I'm able to have some little random conversations, but as soon as you try to go deeper, I take out my phone, I open Google Translate.
So that was just recently. Now, also recently on LinkedIn, you posted that you have a new advisor position at Wise Realities. What's Wise Realities all about?
Well, it's cool because it was various months that I'm in touch with Ali Fardimpour, that is the CEO of this no-profit organization that is in Perth, Australia. Mm-hmm. And we always exchanged opinions about AR and VR devices and how they could be used in psychology and rehabilitation. And in the end, he asked me, okay, since we are always talking and asking you for advices and such, so why don't we make this a bit more official? I was like, yeah, it's cool because I like what they're doing. They're trying to help people using VR. Helping the elderly, helping people with mental problems, with autism, anxiety and such. Also some rehabilitation for people that has to learn again how to move. And so they're helping people with these new technologies that are proving very efficient. I know various psychologists that are amazed by VR because of the power of making possible things like exposure therapy with full control of the therapists, or some hypnotic effects that can give you pain reduction. Possibility also to curing eating disorders. I've listened to lots of interesting stories from these people, and I see that the potential is great to help people, because many many people get in touch with VR think it's only about gaming, but actually there are industries that are getting more efficient thanks to VR. There are people that are helping themselves or getting more help from psychology thanks to VR. So VR is helping some people and having a better life, and I'm very happy to be a little part in this process.
That is wonderful. I need to find out more about that. I agree with you, Tony. The uses for psychology of VR to help people are absolutely incredible. And when you start to speak to people who are interested in what VR could do, the creativity really starts flying. It's been amazing. I was speaking with a psychologist just the other day about pain management. There's a fellow leading a group called Pain Revolution in Australia. Amazing insights into what pain is all about. And when you see it, see these insights, you have to say VR could help here. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about Wise Realities is all about. Thank you, Tony. So, Tony, to wrap up, who do you recommend that folks follow? For example, I follow you. I follow Charlie Fink. There's all kinds of folks who are really just willing to share. And I also want to say, I love also that you are not afraid to share your opinion on these discussions. It's fantastic. It's not just, hey, that's great. You know, you'll chime in with insightful comments, which is fantastic. So who do you follow? Do you go to meetups? Is there a meetup in Italy that you can recommend folks go to?
Okay, so starting answering all the questions, who to follow? It depends mostly on what you want to do with AR and VR. Because, for instance, if you're interested in AR and VR in business, on LinkedIn, there are people like Alan Smithson, there is Alicia Bonasio, there is Katie Heckle. Also Robert Scoble, these kind of people usually talk about use of AR and VR in the industry, in enterprise, etc. If you are into location-based VR, for instance, there is Kevin Williams that is very famous and is very expert in that branch of VR. If you're into gaming, the best choice is probably to read, to watch the YouTube videos of Nighty, Virtual Reality Oasis, of Cass and Carrie and these YouTubers that you can follow on YouTube or on Twitter. For reviews, my idol is Benjamin Lang of Road2VR. So these are mostly the people that I follow. You already talked about Charlie Fink. I love him. And then there is the president. You know, I like to read to exchange opinions with the president of China, HTC in China, that is Alvin Wang Grelin. Usually he always very kind in answering. And it's interesting also to hear his insights, also to understand better AR and VR in China. Regarding the meetups, well, in Italy, there are sometimes some little meetups of VR people, but they're not that great and usually are very focused on Italian people. I will travel to Rome in like 8 days. There is an event about VR where we VR people gather and we have a little event about it, and also we'll try to have some fun in the evening. Otherwise, I mostly interact with people on social media. So we speak on Twitter. There is another cool guy, it is Eduardo Siman. Sometimes he asks questions on Twitter about opinions and tags 10 of ours. So we start talking, it's like an endless thread of opinions of people talking one over the other on Twitter. Sometimes I try to go to events, but it's difficult to gather all together in events because usually you meet one people one day, another day, then two others in other moments. So mostly I try to speak with all together, all of them on social media. How to follow me? Well, if you look for Scared Ghost on Twitter or Anthony Vitello on LinkedIn, maybe are the two social media where I'm the most active. Otherwise, you can search for my blog, www.scaredghost.com, or write me an email at tonyvt@scaredghost.com. You can find this information on the contact page of my blog. I'm very happy if you want just try to say hello and say, okay, I love VR as well. If you want to ask me about our game, Hit Motion Reloaded, that is going to go up, be released at the end of this month. And also, if you want to ask me for consultancy, whatever, just reach out on social media or via email. Let's try to talk about virtual or augmented reality.
Thank you, Tony. And thanks. Listeners, what did I tell you? This guy knows who to follow. So what we'll do is on the show notes, we'll have links to all the folks that Tony mentioned. And we'll, of course, have links to his website and the game, which is Hit Motion. Tony, thank you very much for the interview today. Grazie.
Prego, it's been a true pleasure. Thanks for hosting me and for your time. Thanks to everyone of you for listening to me.
Thank you very much to Anthony. So, Anthony's recommendations on folks to follow for business: Alan Smithson. You've heard him mentioned here before. He's got the XR for Business podcast. Follow him on LinkedIn. Alice Bonacio, you can find her writing the AR and VR newsletters at inside.com. Kathy Hackle, Robert Scobel. For location-based VR, Kevin Williams. And then for gaming, he recommends following these YouTube channels: Virtual Reality Oasis, Nathie, that's Nathie, and Cass and Carrie. That's Cas, Cass and Carrie, Chary. For reviews, he says that his idol is Benjamin Lang at Road to VR. And he also mentioned Charlie Fink, who is an XR consultant and author. He's been mentioned here before. He's a columnist for Forbes. I am currently reading his fantastic book, Convergence. And he also mentioned the China president of HTC, Alvin Wang Graylin. Also, check out Tony's mixed reality game, Hit Motion. There will be a link in the show notes. And that is going to be pre-released on November 27th. A mixed reality sports game, Hit Motion. Thank you for listening to XR Connections. Please get in touch. You can write to me, Liam@MarsAndMercury.com. That's Mars and Mercury, like the deities. We recorded the podcast using Logic Pro X. We publish it with Anchor, and Anchor also provided the call recording, a new feature of theirs. I'm a big fan of the Anchor podcast publishing platform. The music is by Dr. Mars. Thank you again for listening to XR Connections.